One close watcher of the financial crisis in Europe says the Greek election poses only difficult options for the negotiators at the European Union. Dr. Oliver Hartwich is the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative, and he says while he expects the new Greek government to negotiate a temporary reprieve from its debt, in the long term the only solution is for Greece to leave the Eurozone. Dr. Hartwich joined me from Auckland earlier. Dr. Hartwich, Greeks have now voted overwhelmingly for a new direction. Will this election change Europe, as its supporters predict?
I think it will definitely change Greece. Whether it will change Europe is a different matter. But what we can say with certainty is that the previous austerity program for Greece is over and that we will have to find a new settlement for this country.
How good a political negotiator does the new Greek Prime Minister, Syriza's Alex Tsipras, need to be to fulfil his election promises on austerity?
Well, I think it will be a difficult task for him to fulfil all his election promises because he has promised quite a lot. But I think it is quite likely that we will see a debt renegotiation happening for Greece because the current debt level of 175% debt to GDP is simply not sustainable. Whether he will actually manage to increase spending by as much as he wishes, I think is highly doubtful.
Isn't there a contradiction in wanting to keep Greece in the euro and insisting on a complete renegotiation of the bailout deal?
Yeah, I think it is quite unrealistic, except other European nations still have an interest in keeping Greece in the euro because it might set a precedent if Greece departs. And that's actually the biggest worry for policymakers in Frankfurt, in Berlin, in Brussels, in Strasbourg. It is not Greece itself. But what happens to other countries is a greater concern. So if Greece departs from the eurozone, that would put question marks over Italy, over France, over Portugal, over Spain. And I think that if Greece doesn't have to implement austerity measures anymore, or if Greece departs in order fashion from the euro, what precedent does it set for Italy? And they can't just let the Greeks get off austerity and reform, because that would just send a signal to Italy that they don't even have to try anymore.
Given that, then, what are the chances of the EU troika giving in and cancelling or renegotiating the Greek debt?
Well, it's really hard to judge at this stage because you also have to see, of course, that there are some other concerns for European nations. For example, if Greece really defaulted on its debt, that would cost the Germans immediately 60 billion euros because that's the money they would have to write off and that would actually put the Germans into a bit of a budgetary crisis. So the whole situation is extremely complicated and it will be very interesting to watch in the next weeks and months what's going to happen.
If Greece does exit, what will be the impact on the eurozone? Because the German government seemed to indicate last week that it would no longer be such a problem.
That's what they said and that's what they probably had to say, but in reality nobody really knows what it would do to the eurozone. If the Greek default and exit from the eurozone happens in a disorderly fashion, we would see a repeat pretty much of the Lehman Brothers crisis.
Does that mean that this new Greek government then to an extent has the EU, the IMF and the European Central Bank over a barrel?
Well, they are certainly in a good negotiating position because Greece is currently running a primary surplus as well. So the Greek government probably thinks that they are in a stronger position because other European nations can't really afford to let Greece default, while at the same time the Greek government thinks that even if it defaulted, it will be able to still run its own affairs. It's a very complicated situation.
What's your prediction of what is likely to happen over the next few weeks?
I think what we're likely going to see is a renegotiation of Greece's debt position. So I think it will be something that will probably stretch the repayments of Greece's debt burden over longer periods of time. So it will try to not make it too obvious how much the other countries are still continuing to give Greece. But at some stage, and I hope sooner rather than later, they will come to a solution of this problem because it shouldn't be dragging on for much longer.
What is the solution, though?
I think the solution can only be for Greece to leave the eurozone because it will never regain competitiveness if it stays with the monetary union and then to start again with a new currency, a new drachma.
That's certainly not the policy of the new government, though, is it?
No, the new government still pretends that it can actually remain in the eurozone, and I think that is not possible.
Dr. Hartwich, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Oliver Hartwich, the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative.